Macy's will pay $650,000 to settle allegations that it racially profiled black and Hispanic customers at its flagship store in Herald Square in Manhattan. The chain has also agreed to bring in an independent monitor and institute new policies aimed at reducing racial profiling at its New York stores. And the settlement comes just a week after Barney's New York agreed to pay more than $500,000 to resolve a similar lawsuit. Joe Wiesenthal, executive editor at Business Insider, is with us now from NPR in New York. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So first of all of this began when several minority customers complained that they'd been detained for shoplifting, even though they'd actually purchased items. So what did the investigation find?
Yeah, that's exactly right. There was a story came to light and about a year ago or so, and it says exactly that, that minority shoppers had said that despite the fact that they paid for stuff and had receipts, they were still harassed inside the store, apparently racial profiled. And then when they looked into this, they actually found several examples of this. In his announcement today, I believe Eric Schneiderman, the attorney general, said that they found 18 instances of this, and that in general, minority shoppers were searched much more often than just as representatives of the store.
Right. So Macy's has agreed to pay a $650 fine to settle this, but is the company acknowledging that the racial profiling did happen?
I mean, they're saying in there that they're going to now implement new policies. I mean, the line that they had was that they implemented these policies in response to a spike in thefts and credit card fraud and so forth. They're going to implement new policies. They're going to have some sort of outside review on this to make sure that those policies are not discriminatory against certain customers. And they're going to do better record keeping so that they can actually show whether they're making progress on this front.
Okay, so let's talk for a second about Barney's New York, because just last week they resolved a similar investigation. How similar were the two cases?
Yeah, it's actually really similar. I mean, they had the same basic argument. They said that they had changed their policies in response to a spike in fraud and so forth. But I mean, it seems like a very similar case. Using racial profiling as a way of combating store theft, and they paid a similar fine.
Okay. So did this investigation or these settlements, does it shed any light into whether or not this is a common practice across that tier of retail in particular, racially profiling customers?
I don't think it's too much of a stretch to assume that Macy's and Barney's are not alone in this. You know, obviously, you'd have to do more investigations into various companies, but the goal is perhaps that this sends a message that this is intolerable, that this will be, you know, pursued if there's evidence. And so hopefully that will cause some stores to change their policies. But yeah, it's hard to imagine that it's isolated to just these two stores.
Right. And in the 30 seconds we have left, Joe, has any of this had an effect on Macy's or Barney's bottom line?
I think it's very minor. I mean, the fine itself, is negligible, really, for how big these companies are. And I don't think there's much evidence that it's hurting the companies yet.
Well, maybe no longer racially profiling their customers might help them in their bottom line in the long run.
Hopefully.
Joe Wiesenthal is executive editor at Business Insider. Joe, thanks for speaking to us, as always.
Thank you.